Damn. Imagine not recording the intro to your podcast. That's crazy.
Couldn't be us, right?
Yeah. Speaking of
my name isn't Terrence or anything like that.
For my name isn't Brooks.
Oh boy. I feel like there's a third person that's supposed to be here, but maybe we'll just jump over to the fourth one.
Yeah, damn. That would be me.
Going based on order. Which, by the way, if you think about it, fun fact, we just spell BTCD, which is the Bloomfield Tech CD, where you can listen to Struggle Bars. See, you can't tell me announcements and then tell me there's no announcements actually coming up. True. Brooks, let's just start over again for the third time, bro. Fuck it. I don't care.
wait. Hold on. Yeah, I don't know where you were getting out there. But, hopefully everyone out there is having a good day, having a good week, having a good month, having a good 2021. You know, hopefully everyone is motivated to, like, make 21 their year after they've been through 2020. Even though time is a concept made by human minds and it doesn't really lead up to anything. But, optimism. Speaking of good times. Good Times was an African-American sitcom TV show in America. And I know a lot of people of my culture have watched it, like, with their parents, with their grandparents, even on their own, when it came on TV, with their reruns. Now.
Big facts.
Yes. When did it come out? It came out in 1974, and it ran for 6 years, and ended in 1980.
No, Brooks, people may question, why do you bring this up?
See, I brought this up because this month, February, is Black History Month. Can I get a round of applause?
Woo! Yeah, black people!
Woo-hoo! I genuinely hate this month with a burning passion.
Yes. Now, Terrence, you said that you knew the person who started Black History Month.
Oh, I was gonna continue a running pigeon joke, but my body produced a cough midway through and stopped me completely.
Yeah.
So it was God's will that I just did not do that.
I'm trying to type it in. My phone just glitched.
Be like, and I don't want to be a conspirator or anything like that, but let me preach to you, my black brothers and sisters.
You see, it's the month. February. It's the month to do that.
February is not only the shortest month, but it's the second month of the year. Okay. Now, peep this. There is no White History Month.
This is true.
It's just called history.
Oh, it's just history. Peep this. They gave us February, the second month of the year, basically saying that we are second to the white men, my brothers and sisters. Okay?
Now,
January, what season are we in? Winter. Okay. Winter. Snow. What color is snow? Before it touches the ground, it's white.
That's white. True.
Yeah. Now, as the snow, as it progresses and it melts and it freezes... As the water freezes, it becomes what? Black ice. My black brothers and sisters, my kings and queens. And we've been taught that black ice is a nuisance to society. So not only are they telling us that we are second to the white man, the snow, but we turn that greatness snow. Black nuisance, that is black.
Yes, sir, we got Dr. Omar himself as a guest on today's podcast.
But I'm here to tell you, my black...
So, are you blaming... Are you also low-key calling Mother Nature racist?
Mother Nature puts things out into the world. However, it is the human perception that makes it what it is. We just choose to see it in whatever way we want to see it. However, I am just reciprocating to my fellow black kings and queens how the white man has interpreted.
And what about everybody listening to this that is not of that ethnicity? What do you have to say?
It was popping, yo. We got a month, I guess. It's cool. It's whatever. Or whatever.
Or whatever.
Aside from that conspiracy stuff, like Terrence says, I never look forward to this month. Especially because of school.
Because of school. School just makes it the worst thing possible.
Yeah. would you like me to continue? Or?
I mean, if you want, I was just going to say, like, the creator of Black History Month.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was, Black History Month was started and was created in 1926. It started out as a week in 1926. Started by Carter G. Woodson, called it was the second week of February to be Negro History Week. And I think the month was officially recognized in 1976. So that's what, 50 years after? 50 years for the entire month to be recognized by Gerald Ford, the president. I forgot which number president he is, but President Gerald Ford. And yeah.
We'll call him number 15 or something like that. I don't know.
Nah, it's definitely not
15. I always forget that. I always forget that we had like only a week originally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're already in our 40s, man. Nah, he was definitely
he's like 30. Yeah, like 37.
Yeah, it's 1976. That long ago. It's
not. No, I want to say probably even a little bit before then, because then Nixon get impeached. No, he stepped down actually before they could impeach.
He was the 38th.
He was the
38th?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, because you got to remember that some of the presidents served two terms, so that's 8 years.
Two terms, right.
True.
That's why we're on the 50s.
But even then, I knew it was like at least a couple hundred. So 8 times 10... It's like 80 maximum. The math just isn't mathing in my head, but I do believe you.
That's kind of crazy, because over the years, what we've been taught, what we've been taught in school, is apparently not really like the reason why this month was created. Well, the month was recognized by President Gerald Ford. Because, well, according to sources, it says that President Gerald Ford officially recognized Black History Month in 1976, calling upon the public to seize the opportunity to honor the too often neglected accomplishments of Black Americans in every area of endeavor throughout our history. Now, how does that reflect to what we've been taught and meant in our school system and in the 21st century?
Do you feel like it reflects? See, what do you take from that?
See, for like what he says that the month was recognized to be. I think that's what it should be. It's like recognizing accomplishments and recognize the past, recognize the accomplishments, recognize what has changed, what else needs to change. But what we've been taught is what happened, and of course the accomplishments come along with that, but not as explicitly as I would like. But basically, like, what happened, which is of course slavery and segregation, and even bringing us to like experience a taste of what happened back in the day.
I feel like if they were to focus on anything, I feel like everybody should be reminded that, like, peanut butter exists because of a black man more often than not.
Shout out to, what's his name? Bro, I forgot his name. It's not Booker T. Washington.
What about him?
Wait, what's his name?
Oh, George Carver?
Yeah, George Carver, my bad.
Somebody said Booker T. War.
I'm like, yeah, why are you talking about Booker T. all of a sudden?
Yeah, shout out to George Carver, making my favorite. It's not a condiment. Is it a food?
I guess you could call it a food. A spread.
A spread. Because yeah. I rarely spread peanut butter, I think. Well, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. But Joel, shout out to him making my favorite, one of my favorite things to consume other than pizza. I love peanut
butter. Honestly, I would say shout out to him for creating my favorite filling because Reese's turned up peanut butter for me.
Got the Nutter Butters.
I hated it on PB&J. I did not like Nutter Butters. It was always too much. Reese's is the only kind of peanut butter I like.
Understandable.
Only form. No Nutter Butters. Nothing. None of that. Also, maybe them orange crackers, but everything tastes good. Oh, yeah,
those are. I don't know why.
Everything tastes good with those. Yeah, you could literally like shit in those, and I'm sure it would still taste good.
And, like the thing is, those things were not dry either. Like I would be fine without a beverage.
I would. There are things in life that are drier than a Popeye's biscuit, and that is definitely it, Brooks. Listen, I don't know what you're referring to.
Maybe my mouth had like extra saliva or something, but I was good off of those, man. Pick a couple of those up at the playground.
Just keep. No, I would definitely. I would definitely need like a water after I ate one of those, for sure. I was. You can't just have those unscathed. You're gonna come back with some wounds from the war.
Yeah, do you guys agree with me on what I said before? About like the original.
Yeah, because it kinda doesn't get as heavily focused on. Well, actually it kinda does. But I feel like they go about it all the wrong ways. Black history isn't something that should kind of be confined to a month at all. It should just kind of be taught because things happen over time. And literally, most of what we did didn't come until later because we weren't able to do things until later. Mm-hmm. And also, not a lot of Africa stuff is paid attention to here in the States because, you know, we don't live there.
Oh, yeah, most of. Like, so. Yeah, I like Africa.
If they have like more representation for like things like that, or like, you know, they talked about Caribbean islands and stuff like that, just stuff to really make it interesting to talk about, like, just really what it means to be an Afro person would be cool. But instead, like we kind of discussed earlier, and like that little group chat, that it mostly gets focused on like slavery or Jim Crow. And, like, Rosa Parks, Dr. Martin Luther King, Ben Carson sometimes. Barely him anymore, though. Even after, especially after working with the Trump administration so closely. Carver isn't even really talked about that much either. Malcolm X is, though.
Yeah. Malcolm X was, I feel like Malcolm X had, like, a really important part, though. He was an extremist.
And as the days progress, it's starting to seem more and more like his ideology is correct.
Yeah, that's one of the main reasons why I respect Malcolm X a lot. He's very, very like the George Washington's address. Like he kind of like saw what was going to happen in the future. He warned people about it, but people didn't heed his warnings as much as they should have.
And that's okay, because like. You know, it's not like, because it was really his sides, which is crazy. Even back then, we were still kind of segregated as a whole, which is also something else that we kind of need to talk about, because the community as a whole just isn't really together anyway. And it was either you were like on MLK's side or you were on Malcolm's side. Mm-hmm. And of course, the majority were on MLK's side because you always want to kind of like preserve and show peace. And we've kind of held fast on that for 100 years, but it's kind of getting stale.
Very much so.
And even Martin himself acknowledged that eventually when the cries of those who feel like they are ignored
aren't able to really take that anymore, they'll definitely act out. And that's what people were mainly quoting when the protests were happening at the middle of last year.
That's a fact. Violence is the language of the unheard.
Yes, it is.
He definitely said that. That's kind of crazy, because like, people were like, Martin Luther King was peaceful. He did all that and he was peaceful, and look how far he came. Like, first of all, he himself knew that if we went too long without recognition and stuff like that, then things were going to get violent. But we can talk about, I think we've already talked about the Black Lives Matter situation that sparked, that, well, re-sparked in 2020, in June.
It's not even our third month yet, bro.
Yes. Honestly.
It's already nonsense.
But I do think that us growing up in the area that we did kind of grew a resentment towards Black History Month because it was forced on us at a very young age. I remember my first Black History Month project was in kindergarten. And
What
you saying?
Yeah.
Maybe that's for y'all, but like, I don't resent Women's History Month or like Hispanic Heritage Month or anything like that.
Well,
I find it being strictly one-sided for me.
What do you mean?
It's the way it's taught. Like, it's just not. It's the way it's taught for me. Mm. Like, look, Martin, I love you. You're great. Rosa, I love you. But can we talk about somebody else?
Mm.
For once?
But talking about somebody else doesn't also mean that I want to talk about like the Negro Baseball League. That's not interesting.
No, it's not. Can we just talk about what us? This is like, at least in the Black community.
Mm-hmm.
Like, please. You're teaching Black children, Black little boys and girls, about slavery instead of the things that are outside and they're doing and they're watching and they're enjoying. Our culture is right outside the door. Why can't we just explore that instead of, yeah, so 50 years ago you were a slave and your grandma was a slave, and if you went back in time you would be a slave.
And it's like, why would I, a 6-year-old little boy, want to be reminded of that? I remember in elementary school, I forgot which grade it was, but Ms. Hirsch, you remember Ms. Hirsch's class, right?
Oh, you can't. I knew you were going to bring up social studies eventually.
Yeah, because legal studies. Because we had legal studies class in elementary school, which is pretty odd by itself. It was named after, I forgot what his title was. Actually, no, let me not dox myself. And she, remember one day, she put, it was during Black History Month, she put on a video about, like, it was a documentary about Emmett Till. And she didn't warn us or anything. And we got to, like, we got to the middle of the documentary. It was just his full corpse on display in front of a bunch of elementary school kids. And we was like, she was like, the entire class screamed. She was like, why are you screaming? This really happened. Like, I don't care if it happened. I didn't want to see his body. You could have just described it or something. Well, they did describe it. I didn't expect them to do a slideshow presenting the body, but it's like, that like honestly traumatized me.
That wasn't like
it's Black. And then people grow up thinking like that's Black history. That's all of our, that's what our race amounts to. That? Seriously? Yeah.
And it's
I feel like in the coming years things are going to change. Though we're definitely a lot more up than we were.
Most definitely.
Say 50 years ago, for sure.
Not even 50. Well, yeah. Like 15. Yeah, like 10 years ago, actually.
Yeah.
The times are changing quickly.
Yes.
Rapidly, man.
Another experience that negative experience that I've had with Black History Month is like, and then by the way, the school that we went to is not like. It's not like it was like majority white or anything. It was majority African American and Hispanic, Caribbean, etc. remember one day we took a field trip to a library around the corner, and it was like an adventure exploration library. It was like half library, half museum type thing, and had like different exhibits and stuff. And one of the exhibits was like interactive experience, and it was like you were a slave that was escaping through the Underground Railroad, and they took like half of the class through like the little, like the tunnels, like a tunnel, and then we got into like what are they called? It's not called a halfway house. It's like a checkpoint where slaves could like hide from the people who are looking for them, and like trusted people's houses and stuff. Like they were hiding in the cupboards, under the floorboards, in the closets, like secret passages and stuff like that. And we go into one of the secret passages, like, hey, yeah, we like everyone come in here. So we're all huddled together, cramped as could be. You can't, shoulder to shoulder, you can't really move. No, all you hear is somebody acting like one of the slave masters burst through the door and it's like trying to open the door that we were in. And everyone was like, yo, what the heck is happening? We were in second grade, I think. So we were what? 8 years old? Six, 8 years, yeah, 7, 8 years old. Experiencing being a slave and having a slave master come look for us as we were hiding, huddled together in a little closet. Now, did we need to learn about that experience? Or could we have learned about something else that could have actually been more helpful for us?
Yeah. See, this is why I really don't even like to talk about this one, because it's like, I say this, but that's really it. That's really what it comes down to. There's not much I can really talk about when it comes down to this topic, for the simple fact of it's just like, I feel like this should be a given. I'm like, it feels pretty obvious, yet it's just not at all. And we're still here, still getting taught. I don't see Black History Month getting canceled on Twitter, which kind of needs to change, like, now. Because, all memes aside, it's literally on the shortest month of the year. Shortest month of the year, yeah. 29 on every 4 years, though. Which is still less than the 30 to 31 that every other month gets. Which is fucked up. But also not necessary. Our contribution to the world really, again, does not come in until like the early 1900s. There's literally no need to put a Black History Month in anything. I get wanting to celebrate the culture and everything. So, like, at the very least, at least change the name. Don't make it specifically about history. Mm-hmm. And I also feel like a lot of schools should kind of change that too and make it more focused and revolve around like the culture, how things have changed in the climate, how, like, we've had our betterment in society, how we've also not had our betterment in society, how we've, like, hindered ourselves and the rest of the world, and etc. Because, obviously, nobody's perfect, and it's kind of really weird when, like, in media it's depicted as Black people are holier than thou and they can usually do wrong, because people are really afraid of the backlash that's gonna come out of it if they depict them in a certain kind of light. And that's just trash. It's a trash way to think about things.
Yeah, man, that is, yeah. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
I don't support.
Mm-hmm. And like, Black History Month, it's like it's not like Black history isn't taught like the rest of the year for school. It's not like it's just all crammed into one, you know, that one month. They'll teach it, but then it's just forced back in your face. Like, hey, you forgot you were a slave? Yeah, you was a slave.
And then immediately no time to process that, because we're jumping right into women after that. Huh, remember how you didn't have rights? Yeah, you didn't have rights either.
Let's talk about music. Let's talk about dance.
Let's talk about significance of the African drum and what it meant, bro. Shout out to
Mark Johnson.
Huh. Good old Mark, man. Jeez. Like, there's so much to talk about. There's literally an infinite amount of possibilities. Things happen every second. History is being made even as we speak. Yeah. And it's kind of sad that people don't really realize that and take it full advantage of everything that's happening even now. Black History Month could be talking about how, I don't know, fucking Astroworld changed the music world. And even if that's it really crazy. Didn't, it's a topic, like...
Because, like, hip-hop and music was one, like, the biggest influences in black lives in the world today. In all lives, that was majority created and inspired by black people. Why haven't we talked about it during Black History Month or any other lesson pertaining to, like, just like black people in general? Because I've been influenced more by music than I have by the lessons taught about slavery.
But let me be honest with you, Brooks. I feel like, to a certain degree, people may feel like if we get taught about rap music, they're gonna kind of feel like, oh well, you know, they just want kids to grow up and become rappers and do this and do that, and but we're so much more music. Than that.
So you're saying rap that people music
isn't the only music that we're in.
So you're saying that they're people gonna do that. Well,
I'm saying that people would still find offense to that. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Because like, I don't know. People are stupid. Because like, if you think that's the case, then like, look what's happening right now. Literally, almost every single high schooler in the black community has wanted to be a rapper at some point. Some have the thought to already, right now. And to think that that's going to influence anything, is gonna like influence anything negatively, is a wild thought. Shout out Rihanna. But I do think I want to say black history, it stops after segregation, but I think it should be two parts or more. If you're going to take 1 month, just if you're only going to take 1 month to recognize black lives and black history and black culture. Three parts. One part talking about slavery, blah, 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 and segregation. Second part talking about, I want to say like 1980s. Well, first like, well, yeah, the development. I want to say the Harlem Renaissance. The Harlem Renaissance, like you've heard that term before in history class, but I want to focus more on that. And then move forward until, I want to say year 2000. Up until Barack Obama became president, and then 2008 forward. Now I think that will be at least more inclusive in what Black History Month should be.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Black History Month definitely does need to be revamped. That needs to be looked over again. And just like changed overall for it to be effective in today's community.
I don't think slavery or anything of this sort should be talked about at all during that 1 month that they gave us. Because I don't know about y'all, but I don't think, at least the culture that I'm a part of, that doesn't represent
definitely
what I think is black definitely. At all.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, yeah, because like.
That, and then, like, know. I feel like a lot of teachers also try to go above and beyond for this month for projects too. Because you ever notice how like some of them will be like for all the other months, just like do a poster or something. I don't care. And then like Black History Month is just like make a whole website. I want a like 5-page script on why black people deserve the world. All right. And it's just like, please stop. Schoolwork is already annoying as a whole. Please don't make me feel some kind of way about a month because of the simple fact of I really just don't want to do all this extraness because you feel like it's necessary.
But, you know, at the same time, it's a mixed thing, because like there's over-recognization and there's too little recognition. Because I know someone that I know, they go to a school that's majority wise, like kind of like conservative town, and like they said, like instead of taking days off other end of the year for snow days, the first thing they do is take off like the kind of like the quote unquote fake federal holidays. Like this year they had a snow day and they took off Martin Luther King Day, January 18th.
Yeah,
and I gotta see what her school is doing for Black History Month, which I doubt is anything at all, because she hasn't mentioned it. She hasn't mentioned her school doing anything for it. It's a limbo. It's like I want to say it's you can compare it to the police situation. It's like you want to reform Black History Month. Like you don't want to entirely get rid of it. You don't want to. You have some sort of resentment towards it, so you want to reform.
I don't know. I wouldn't even say reform. Go. I kind of do. Yeah, I kind of do want it to just
go
head out. It served its purpose already. For quite some time. I feel like in the coming years, when history is being taught, we're going to have a lot more involvement, to the point of where we won't need a Black History Month, because the 2000s and even the 21st century is really where, like I keep saying, we're making our come up, where we've like gotten out of a bad situation, we're getting on our feet, people are kind of paying more attention to us, and you know, we're still fighting for things that we fought for many years ago, but you know, the grind never stops, so yeah, we're still going, and we'll probably go down in history as one of like the more resilient people for just having to go through all this nonsense, which is honestly unnecessary, but you know, that's not how some people see it.
Yeah, because I was gonna say, like, yeah, because there's still definitely racist people out there, but I don't think.
I don't think that's a secret, though.
Yeah, but I was gonna say, like, I don't think Black History Month is kind of like, have people realize, like, maybe I am racist. Like, no, they know exactly what they're doing. Racist people, they know exactly what they're doing. So I think it's just the month is more to inform people, overall, which should be happening in general education. Cause what the heck do you talk about U.S. history for 12 years? Well, I'm gonna say nine years out of your entire education, you have history pretty much every year. Usually it's U.S. history, and you talk about Christopher Columbus and all these people over and over again for 9 years straight, and you keep going over the same time period. You can find somewhere in the curriculum to include the growing population of Black and Brown people in the country.
Bro, every teacher acts like it's a new topic, bro.
It's brand new.
First grade. So Christopher Columbus was a.
That's the one grade. Thing.
So
though.
Christopher Columbus.
It's crazy because I didn't know about how deep the Christopher Columbus lore went until freshman year, and then I was like, that's why everybody hates him.
Yeah,
because they weren't just telling me this up until this point. Yeah. Oh, he enslaved an entire race. Came over and said, hey, I got guns. You scared of me? You can't have kids? You're going to do stuff for me, whether you want to or you don't.
What is that called? I forgot what that term is called. But yeah, they definitely don't go into they don't go into nearly enough history with Black History Month, because I forgot what it's called. But there was a period in time where doctors didn't want Black people to have kids, so they would sabotage their appliances like microwaves and to give off to appear neutralized. What's gentrification?
Neutralize the enemy?
No, it's like sterilize. So they would sterilize black people so they couldn't have babies. Like, if we went to the doctor, like, oh, you need this procedure, or like they will only sell a certain type of microwave that they knew was like faulty or something, so that their the radio, the microwaves, or any type of toxic waves that microwaves produce, or used to produce, or even probably still produce, and gave it to black people so they can sterilize them so they can't have kids, etc., etc. I of course I didn't find this out from school. Of course I found this out from the internet. One of the only source that I have for this type of stuff, because of course the school doesn't teach me. But yeah, it's not even about like it's not about Martin Luther King, Montgomery bus boycott. Even though those events were important. There's other things that happened that people don't even know about, that I don't even know about, or didn't know about. Yeah, that I don't even know about, and still gotta learn.
To all our listeners out there, if you truly are interested in Black History Month, or Black History at all, a movie series I would highly advise you all check out is called Hidden Colors. There are 3 installments to it. And it goes really deep into the psychological warfare that was used against the community and how we are where we are today. It talks about the fall of our people, and it talks about how even when we were trying to come up, how they were still playing mind games. And overall, it's a pretty interesting documentary. I wouldn't say a docu-series because it's going to give people the wrong impression. It's very grim. It's not for the faint heart at all, but, you know, if you're interested in that kind of stuff, it's out there.
Yeah, speaking about black film and things of such, that's another thing I have a problem with. I've talked about it before, but why can't we just have movies? Why does it always have to deal with those? Why is that the only thing that you let represent you? Why is that it?
Because America is a country always built off of race.
It's all for anything that capitalizes. You gotta have your token black. These days, you also gotta have your token gay. It used to be women, and now, what's the new meta?
It was woman, black, Asian, gay.
Yes, the diversity is very important. But
and of course, yeah. Well, no. Hispanic was in between Asian and black.
Yeah.
See, now,
the keyword you're looking for is male, female, and ethnic. Mm.
That's crazy.
I'm not talking about just mainstream things. I'm talking about black created movies, like black owned industries.
I think it's because
why?
It's because the things are for made by black people or for black people and stuff like that. Because like of course like you have like the support black businesses thing, which is I have things to say about that as well. But it's because I'm trying to put words to it. Because yeah, actually, no. I see your point though. I definitely see your point. Cause like why does it have to have that label on it? Why can't it just be
like a great movie? Get Out. Get Out was a pretty solid movie. I like that movie.
Mm-hmm.
It was cool. I wouldn't gripe with the movie. It wasn't just a horror movie. It was a horror movie about race.
But you know what? Actually, that's my thing. I agree with you to a certain extent because Get Out is a new formula of that, though. Yeah, it takes the same idea and it doesn't make it like, okay, let's go back to the centuries and this, that, and the third. It has a lot of small symbolism in it, small things that you could pick apart, a little bit of like social cues in there, and then as you continue to go on, it doesn't apparently become about race until the very end, mm-hmm. but you could feel the tension even from the beginning. Which is why I feel like a lot of people revered that movie as being genius, but it was really just telling the same story a different way, which is what I kind of feel like we need. Like, yeah. If you're going to keep doing it, at least switch it up a little.
Yeah.
If you're going to keep doing something, you got to change it up every now and again so that it doesn't get stale. because it's already stale. It's been stale for 100 years.
Yeah, not
I don't think it just needs to change up, though. Yeah, I mean, I just think it needs to change.
Like, not to mention that it still happens today. Like if things like that doesn't come out to the media, then it's going to be unknown, and we're going to be at the same place that we were before Black History Month was even created, where people are not educated about the different innuendos and social cues and stuff like that that correlate to the whole race thing. Because racism in America is still a problem. It's always going to be a problem. There's no use in denying that. So like deleting like movies like Get Out and stuff like that is that'd just be bad. I think they are needed. But I thought you were talking about like how movies are celebrated just because it was like a full black cast or a full black crew and stuff like that, like Black Panther.
I mean,
like
that's
Black
another
Panther
thing.
And stuff like that. Black Panther. He's problem. A great superhero. The movie was okay. It wasn't definitely does not deserve all the hype.
The movie was an amazing. It was a great movie.
Yeah, it was a great. It was
okay. You're going to see the movie because it's a cast of Black people. That's not. I don't want to go. Like, I understand what y'all are trying to say, that it's teaching a bunch of people that aren't getting taught this normally. What's happening, but I'm not trying to go to a movie theater to learn about what I'm learning about history class
every February.
The education system needs to be reformed, and then the industry and media needs to be reformed. I don't need to learn that when I'm going to watch a movie, watching a TV show for enjoyment. It's not what I'm going for. I'm going for enjoyment.
Well, yeah, but that's like, you can't really change media. That's people creating art that they say that they see that needs to be created. Like, you can't really say, like, you can't tell the director, like, I don't want you to create this movie because I'm already tired.
I'm not saying, I understand that. I'm not saying that. Mm-hmm. Don't express what you'd like to express. But peep that, though. Like, there really aren't that many, you know, Black created things out there that that aren't intertwined in that history.
Yeah.
If I want to see a horror movie, I want to watch a horror movie. That's it. If I want to watch a superhero movie, I'm going to watch a superhero movie, not because there's a bunch of Black people in it.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. I understand its importance, but that's not what I'm there for.
Yeah. It's the same thing. Was I didn't watch the movie yet. I'm gonna have to watch it soon. What's it called? Crazy Rich Asians. It got so much attention, so much hype because it was a full Asian cast, a full Asian crew, and etc. But
yeah, and I liked the movie. I did.
Like, yeah, but like, the movie might be good.
That's not what I was going for.
Like why can't it be celebrated as a good movie because it's a good movie? Why does it have to be celebrated because it was fully Asian? It's other movies like that. If anything, it's a marketing scheme. Which is horrible, just taking control of people's emotions because of their culture, taking advantage of their culture to make more money off of it. That's exactly what it is, for that thing. I don't want to celebrate something just because it's Black. I want to celebrate something because I actually believe in it and actually enjoy celebrating it.
And that goes into how are you going to mention
black-owned
business?
Yes. See,
look, listen.
Mm-hmm.
Support. I support, you know, my Black brothers and sisters. But just because you're Black does not mean I want to buy whatever you sell.
Exactly.
It doesn't. And people are milking that too.
Mm-hmm.
They'll put their prices will jump.
Like
$50 for a T-shirt, and then their excuses. Well, places like Supreme are selling $50 for a T-shirt, and people are buying it. So why can't you buy from them?
Listen, I understand like the intention of it. Like they're supposed to uplift everybody and stuff like that. But at the same time, I also need to make money. Like, I don't have the money to spend $25 on a t-shirt that was made by a black person when I can spend $5 that was mass-produced by a white person. That's like five times the price, and that's, I need that extra $20 in our case. And it's like, of course, those businesses, majority owned by white people, they were established before black people could really establish something like that. Supposedly, that's what we were taught. But, but yeah, like as you said, like just because something was created by a black person doesn't mean I have to and like, you know, buy it just because of that reason. It's quite like the quality of a product isn't determined because of the race of the person.
100%.
Like, if it's a quality product, it's a quality product. And if I enjoy the product, I'm going to buy it, no matter who was made by it. So to use that as, like, a marketing tactic, black-owned businesses, is crazy to me. Because, like, are you saying that, like, the things made by the white people are not as worthy as yours? Because if so, then your whole statement of black people can't be racist falls through the floor.
It goes right out the window.
There's a lot of things wrong with America pertaining to the whole to the black community. We'll talk about Black History Month this podcast. Probably going to talk about something else in the future. But what were you going to say, Terrence?
Absolutely nothing. I have literally nothing else to contribute.
Yeah, there's a lot wrong with America in general. Black people gotta get their crap together. But for the time being, this podcast is about how Black History Month should be reformed. But I don't have anything else to say about that.
Me neither. Except for the fact that, hey, listen. Don't be obnoxious. It's okay to be proud, but, you know, don't be that guy.
What are you talking about?
Like, it's okay to embrace your culture, but please, please know when to call things quits.
What do you mean?
For example, if you are going to be a part of something, be mindful that your actions reflect us all. Therefore, if you're choosing to be an extremist, remember all the things that you put out into the world is going to reflect on how some people may perceive we all think. And I don't believe that every, you know, person in whatever race is bad, and I don't believe every person whatever race is good. However, that doesn't mean that we need to go above and beyond to say a lot of out-of-pocket stuff, and I really don't have to go into saying anything because it's kind of already implied, because I'm sure you've both seen some wild stuff, and I'm sure everybody listening has seen some wild stuff from the other side that sometimes just make you wince a little bit, because it's just like, okay, but what if you didn't?
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna give an example, not pertaining to race, but the whole kill all men movement. Is that something similar to what you're talking about? But like, not pertaining to race, but pertaining to sex.
Not even just that. Like, take for example, Sky Jackson, like doxing people. Just because she has a big platform and she feels like that's what they deserve. Mm. It's like, yeah, you can be proud and try to feel like you're making a difference, but don't be that guy. Don't do too much and then kind of make us all look bad.
Okay.
If you're going to do that, don't put Black Lives Matter behind it, please. Don't. Or this is for the black people or something. Just don't. Just put your name.
That's all you, man. That's all you. Not involved.
I jacked it on me.
Well, no parts.
But yeah, if you like today's podcast, you can share it with people. Make sure you leave a like on the YouTube video. Make sure you subscribe and all the other good stuff. Share the podcast. Tell your friends. Tell your family. Tell your cousin that lives down the street.
Tell your dog.
Yeah, tell your dog too. I'm sure your dog will love to listen to our podcast. Should probably put some like little headphones on him.
Like the little mouse pads on the computers be showing.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, hopefully you enjoyed it. If you forgot our names. My name is Brooks.
Oh my god, I forgot my name. Oh no. Oh god.
See, that's the white people making you forget your names with the radio waves, man.
Oh gosh. Dr. Omar, yeah, what's happening to me? Am I gonna die?
See, let me explain it to you, my brother. You see the white man, okay, the Caucasian man, okay, I gotta break it down for you, okay? See, they call us animals, my black kings and queens.
I suddenly remember that my name is Terrence. Oh, wow, that's amazing. That's crazy. That's different. Wow, thanks. Your preaching really brought me through. Ah. Oh, man.
Yeah, excuse him. I don't know why he keeps taking my mic, but damn.
And yeah.
But yeah. Thanks for listening.
See. Bye.